Amen. All right, we're talking on the subject of the life of faith. I want to start reading at verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as a strange country, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker, come on, is God. Let's go all the way over here to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he had received him, he received him in a figure. So, and I'll stop right there. Praise God. Now we're talking about the life of faith, and talking about the life of faith, one of the people that you want to really understand his life in the Bible is Abraham. Because I was told, and I really believe it's true, that the way Abraham walked us out this life of faith is kind of a model as to how God is having you and I to walk out this life of faith. And I think you and I know that Abraham didn't start having mountain-moving faith. He started by talking about Sarah was his sister, and because he was engaged in self-defense. All right, but in this Hebrews chapter 11 is what we call a faith chapter, and it talks about faith. Hebrews, by the way, is one of the greatest studies, I think, in the New Testament, along with the book of Romans, is one of the greatest studies. And it says in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So something that was seen did not come out of something that was visible. Did you hear that? It didn't come by brick and by mortar or by something visible here. It came from faith. And when you're talking about faith, you're talking about those two categories of faith. One is dominating faith. And that faith that dominates in this earth. And having supreme rule in this earth. And another faith is creative faith. And that is faith that starts with nothing visible and creates something. And that's why, you know, I tell people, I said, you know, well, come on back there. Come back to Isaiah 51. Over in Isaiah 51, he says here, look what he says. I better start at verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. I hear pages still turning. I'll give you a moment to get there. Got it on the board. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye were hewed, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, who? Your father. And to Sarah that bare you. For I called him, what? Alone. Now, a lot of time we try to take somebody with us, but I called him alone and did what to him? Blessed him and did what else? Increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Come on down to verse 16. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the who? Heavens, and lay the foundation of the what? Earth, and say to Zion, thou art my people. Now, I told you to underline two places in that verse 16. I have put my words in thy mouth. Underline it, and also underline or highlight, that I may plant the heavens. Now, what I showed you last time as we began to teach in the 11 o'clock service, that God has already a plan for your life. Well, let's go further. God has a plan for your city. I mean, you don't need to think this out. There are two things it said that identified Jesus, that it said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? What do works do? Mighty works are works of strength, anointing of might that is going to get things done in the earth. But wisdom is how to do it. So he pulled down the model from God in him as to how to do that. Think about it. City blocks are already in heaven. Got it? Now, how about creative miracles? How did God get the earth here? How did he get it here? What did he do? He spoke it. He said what? Let there be. Didn't he say let there be? And there was. Are you following what I'm saying? And he made you just like him. So you can start off speaking in your house. Say amen to that. And if it's not in the earth that it can be brought through dominion, then it can be created. Oh, man, y'all ain't getting me now. See, the first thing it says about God, well, turn on back there. Turn to Genesis then. Genesis chapter 1. Now, you can't miss this one. Genesis chapter 1. Let me know when you get there. Genesis chapter 1. Say amen to this. Look at verse 1. In the beginning, who? God, what? Created what? The heavens and the earth. Okay? That word God there is Elohim. That's God, creator. He made you just like him. Except you're creating in earth what has already been created in heaven. So everything is created twice. Got it? So I'm speaking some things here. I'm speaking some things. You can speak grades on your report card. I'm not talking about go change it. I'm talking about you can speak it on there. Come on now. I've done that. I've done that. I've done it. I said, man, I've taken too many courses here when I was down in graduate school down in ORU. I said, man, how am I going to make it? Because I went to those classes and all of them words a mile long. I said, man, I'm sitting up here in redaction criticism. I'm trying to figure out what redaction criticism really is. And so I said, man, you know, but God said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, well, praise God. He said, why don't you take the word? And gave me scripture out of Proverbs 10, the memory of the righteous is blessed. So what did I do? I took that and put it in my mouth and then in my heart. And once it got in my heart, it began to grow. And the image of that began to grow. First the blade, then the ear, then the full cornea. Turn to that. Matthew, Mark chapter 4, please. Mark chapter 4. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 4. Let me know when you get there. Praise God. All right. Look what he says here in verse 26. You got it? No. Verse 14. Do you have that? Come on. The sower soweth the word. 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 And these are they by the wayside when the word is sown. And when they have heard, Satan cometh when? Immediately to do what? To take away the word. Why does he want to take away the word? Because the word will produce exactly what it says. Say amen to that. If he's going to rule this earth, then he needs to have control over it. But the word will control him. The word will control anything around you. So the sower soweth the word. So the word of God is the platform for your prosperity. Prosperity is not just money. It's good grades in school. Come on. It's prospering any kind of way, spiritually, socially, every kind of way. Look what it says in verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise, what? Night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. Come on. He doesn't know how. You don't have to know how it works. You don't have to know how it works. You don't know how the seed, if you're going to plant some carrots, you don't know how that seed works. You don't know how that thing germinates and then all them things come out of it. And then all of a sudden it starts peeping up and then things start coming on and so forth. You don't know how that works. You can just observe it, but you don't know how it works. So you don't need to know how this works. What you need to know is that it does work. It does work. Say amen to this. And then it says this in verse 28, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, and then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. So what's coming forth first? The blade, and then what? The ear, come on, then what? The full corn in the ear. Notice the progression of the word coming to manifestation. First the blade, see? And so as I was confessing that, and then the Lord had spoken to me, and he said this to me. He said, now, my wife came in the room and she said something to me. She said, sweetheart, the Lord just spoke to me and said that if you study 3 hours a day, you'll make any grades you want, or something like that. And I said, praise God, that's the Lord. Now, it's interesting how people can say things, but when you're in faith like that, you can decipher the voice of the Lord. You can, even if a baby says it, you can, hey, that's God right there. That boy just told me, you know what I mean? Don't go down that riverboat. Oh, that's God, man, I believe that's God right there. Are you following what I'm saying? So what happened? It started 3 hours a day. Sometimes I didn't, and then I made it up the next day and so forth and so on like that. Now this thing is growing up. Now it's starting to speak to me, see? And then it started to speak to me, and then it said, he said this. One day, just as clear as a bell, just like I'm talking to you now. Declare what you want. See? Now, I just took it upon myself. I said, I will make 3 A's, I'll make 4 A's and 3 B's, just like that. Now, I don't know why I didn't say all A's. I'm not sure. I didn't. But that's what I said. And I'm telling you, at that time in the semester, I was nowhere near that. But praise God for faith. And let me tell you, faith went to work. Now that's what I want to show you tonight. Turn to Luke chapter 17, please. Luke chapter 17. Let me know when you get there. Praise God. In Luke chapter 17, he says in verse 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Glory to God. Boy, this thing will preach bad. I tell you. God told me the other day, just like I'm talking to you now, he said, get back to faith. Man, I know that's God. I ain't got to even check that one out. I know that's God. The devil ain't going to tell you to get back to faith. Okay. All right. Look at now, increase our faith. Let's stop right there. Faith grows. It's what Paul told them the church of Thessalonica. Your faith groweth exceedingly. So faith grows. Now, when faith grows, that means your faith can do more tomorrow than it can do today. But it won't do more tomorrow if you don't use it today. You got what I'm saying? Now, in that faith growing, once it grows, not only in ability to do things for you or get things done spiritually and physically, But faith responds, Lord, can I just, I'm trying to put it in my own words. It takes a shorter time for it to manifest. Amen. Takes a shorter time for it to manifest, see. And people have to stand in faith because their faith is not so strong. And it's working, but it's not working to bring it to manifestation that quickly. But once you develop that faith, I have developed my faith. So when I sow seed, it manifests. I take Isaac sometimes and say, Isaac, watch, I'm going to sow a seed. And before I leave this place, that seed's going to come back to me. I show him sometimes. So I put it out there on that thing. That thing comes just like that. Now I'm developing my faith now. I'm developing because I saw where Jesus, they needed some tax money. Come on, somebody. And they asked Peter, said, did your master pay taxes? And Peter said, well, yeah, you know. And then Peter came in the house and Jesus said, what's up, Peter? He said, now the children of the king, do they pay taxes or whatever have you? And then Peter said, well, no. He said, but let's pay them so that we won't cause any problems here. He said, now go down there fishing. And the first fish that you pull up, that'll be some gold in his mouth. Get the gold, get the money, and pay taxes for you and me. Now, Peter went down there fishing. I guarantee you, he stayed down there all day. As soon as he got down there, the first fish he pulled up, that's money in the fish's mouth. Now, if Jesus can use his faith that quick, so can I. I'm just saying, if I need some tax money, look like I can get it within 24 hours, man. Now, the only person who thinks that's not possible is a religious person. A person that thinks that Jesus came to do these things and you can't do them. No, he's saying the things that I did to you do too. How about when he spoke to the fig tree? Come on now. How long did it take a big tree? You ever seen a big fig tree? A big tree to wither up to the point that they noticed that this thing is dead. How long did it take it? Less than 24 hours. He's using his faith. Why? His faith is developed. Why? It'll work quick. What did it do? Dominate the life of that tree. How about the storm? Come on now. It's a storm coming, and here's Jesus, and here they are. They cried out for fear, and then woke up Jesus and claiming that he didn't care about them. Now he's feeding them, taking care of their families and everything. Y'all don't mind me preaching here. I just feel like I'm in faith now, praise God. And the next thing you know is, here he is. The storm comes. He speaks to the storm, commands it. He said, peace, be still. And it was a great calm. And he turned to them and said, why are you so what? Fearful. How is that you have no what? Faith. Notice, it was faith every time. Faith every time. Faith every time. Soon as he cursed that fig tree and that thing dried up within 24 hours, they said, well, how did you do that? He said, now have faith in God. Amen. And we translated that to say the have what? The God kind of faith. Amen. It's a kind of faith that believes what you say is going to come to pass. Now, how many people speak it and don't believe what they say? Come on now, you got to come with me. It's going to come to pass. You don't believe that's going to come to pass. Man, I'm telling you, my feet are killing me. Now, you don't believe that's coming to pass. Now, you just can't say that all day and then all of a sudden speak to a tree and think it's going to dry up or speak to your pocketbook and think some money's going to be in there. Why? You've trained your system not to believe what you say. But what you need to do is say, okay, I'm going to come down here and I'm not going to say anything that I don't believe. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, is this making sense to you? This is your time. God is going to use you to deliver some people. But are you following what I'm saying? Now, where am I right now? Where am I now? Okay, Luke 17. All right, let's look at the rest of this now. He said this. Verse 6. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this what? Sycamine tree. Now the Greek says you would say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the where? Root. Be thou planted into the what? Sea. And what will happen to the tree? It should. The Greek says it would obey you. Now, faith always works. I said faith always works. Now, living by faith doesn't mean that you quit your job. You got what I'm saying? And go out and sit on a park bench somewhere and feed some birds. Living by faith, it doesn't mean that. It means that you're going to use faith in every aspect of your life, including your job. Say amen to that. Now, this is faith working. He's telling you the secret here. He said, if you had faith as a grain, let's take grain out. If you had faith as a seed, you'd what? Say. All right, now I just read you Mark chapter 4. He said that, Lord have mercy, let me just read it here. Now don't you wink on me and blink on me, because this is good stuff right here. And you're going to need some faith in these last days. You see the windows of heaven just opened on your house, and you're going to need some faith. Verse 26, it says in Mark 4, he says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't know how. So faith grows, but it starts as a what? Seed. But if you had a seed, what would you do? Say. What do you do when you say? Plant. That's what you do when you say. You plant it. And when you say something, it's going into the soil of your heart. Now, once it goes into the soil of your heart, the heart will grow whatever you sow. You are designed to as Little Miss Mary, quite contrary. How does your, didn't that way the thing go? How does your garden grow? I don't know how I thought of that, but praise the Lord. But you and I are designed to be self-programmed. So we sow what we want to grow.
Yes, sir.
Now, whatever we sow will grow. You take one of those telephone poles that when I was growing up, they had these poles that were real long, but they soaked them in creosote and they stuck them in the ground, way down in the ground, and the telephone poles. But if you ever dug down, you'll see it's rotting out and so forth like that. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, the ground's trying to grow it. It's trying to grow anything you stick into it. This earth is made to grow stuff. Your spirit is made to grow stuff. Now, you stick the word in there and it'll grow it. So what did he tell me on that when I had that situation with those courses? He said, now get the word. Well, he gave me a word. It's called the seed. And I sowed it by saying it. And when I sowed it into my heart. Well, while I slept, what happened to it? It grew. Now, what is it going to grow? It's going to grow what I sow. And when it does grow, it's going to grow and overshadow every other thing that's in there. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Come on over to Matthew chapter 13. Now, this is Bible study tonight. And I need to slow down and teach you this. Because the devil has led you around long enough. Come on, he's got your stuff and we're going to get it back. Amen. Now, don't. If your neighbor is not excited about that, don't pay any attention to it. Amen. See, think about it now. Where did I tell you to turn? Let me put something right here. I'm not done with Luke 17 now. Matthew, what? What did I tell you? 13. All right. Now, look what it says here now. Verse 31. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain, come on, of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his what? Field. Now, in our case, the seed is the what? Word of God. The field is where? Our hearts. Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, what it is it? It's the greatest among herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge under the branches. In other words, you can feed other people. You got what I'm saying? Now let's go back to John chapter 1, please. John chapter 1. Let me know when you get there. Now, as I'm talking to you, faith is coming. See, as I'm talking to you, faith coming. Look what it said in the beginning. This is verse 1. Was the what? Word. The word was what? With who? God. Keep going. And the word was God. Now hold something right there now. And look at Luke. I'm coming right back to this. Look at Luke chapter 8. Look, Luke chapter 8. The word was with God. And the word what? Was God. All right. Let's go to Luke chapter 8. Put something right there. Behold John chapter 1. I'm coming right back. Look at Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Have you got it? Yes. Now the what? Parable is this. Keep going. The seed is the word of God. Now, what is the word of God? The seed. What do you do with the seed? Plant it. Come on over to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the what? Word. The word was with who? God. And the word was who? God. So if I have the word, I have who? God. Am I right about it? And if I have the word is seed. But the seed is God. No wonder it'll grow anywhere. You got what I'm saying? No wonder it's designed for hostile environments. It's designed to pull you through anywhere you sow it. And what you're trying to do with that seed is get your heart to agree with your head. You're trying to grow it up in there so that it consumes your thinking, so that you are walking by faith and not by sight. You can tell when it's grown up because out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to speak. You can't control it. You can always tell what's in a person's heart by what they say. I'm sick, I'm dying to go, you know, flu is coming around, you know, I can't never get these bills paid. Why are they saying that? Because they've sown that. Now you need to get some seed from the word of God and sow that, and it'll become greater than all herbs. I'm talking about plants now. All herbs. You don't need to want for a thing. Everything you'll ever have need of is in the word. Now, come on down. Let's confirm that. Let's go all the way down to John and chapter 14, please. John chapter 1 and verse 14. Come on down there. Look what it says here. And the word, keep going, was made flesh, keep going, and dwelt among us. Let's just stop right there. One man said the translation is, the word took upon itself flesh. The Word took upon itself flesh. Now let me show you what it's talking about. Turn to Luke chapter 2 right quick. Or Luke chapter 1. Turn to Luke chapter 1. This is what he's talking about. Come on. Let me know when you get there. Are you there? Verse 26 of Luke chapter 1. And the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin, a spouse to a man who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of who? David. And the virgin's name was who? Mary. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, Mary." I just had to say that. Thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled and saying, so forth and so on. Verse 30, and the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name who? Jesus. And he shall be who? Great. And he shall be called who? The Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And then said Mary unto the angel, "Now how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man?" I'm a virgin. That's what she's saying here. I've never slept with a man. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost is going to come on you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be the who?" Called the who? Son of God. "Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called who? Barren. For with God," come on, "nothing shall be," come on, "impossible." Well, if you have God, you have the Word. And if I have the Word, I have seed. So with the seed of the Word, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord," come on with me, "be it unto who? Me," come on, "according to thy word." And the angel departed. What did Mary do with that seed? She planted it. She received it. Now, let me ask you, in her mind, has she ever heard of a woman who didn't have a man ever having a baby? No, they didn't have no stuff like they got today, test tube and so forth. They don't have all that. They didn't have all that then. Are you following what I'm saying? She had to believe God. But the Word is designed to do the impossible. All you got to do is receive. Say amen. All you got to do is receive. Once you receive and the Word starts growing, it'll tell you what else to do. It'll tell you to go over here. It'll tell you what to decree. It'll tell you everything. It'll start taking over your life. I'm telling you now. Isn't this wonderful? The Word took flesh. The Word will take money. The Word will take grades. The Word will take it. The dominating power of the Word of God. It'll take healing in your body. Say amen to that. And folks, we need to hear this, because faith cometh how? Is that hearing at one time? See, somebody sitting up here now, "I heard that before." Well, see, that's why you ain't walking in it no more. Because you heard that before. No, you have to hear it till the day Jesus comes or you leave this earth. Because you're out here in an atmosphere that is designed to sap your faith. It's designed for it. It's designed to make it so that your faith next week won't be any kind of good. I mean, you got to keep using it. and keep depending on God. Say amen to that. Is this all right if we say this? Now let's finish up back here at Luke, in Luke's Gospel chapter 17. Praise God. How are we doing now? So I said, I decree 4 A's and 3 B's. Now, once I said that, I could say it because the word was ready to be released. See, faith had come. But faith just coming is no good. You've got to do something with it. And you've got to say something. You've got to act on your faith. Are you with me? With me? Amen. So what did I do? I acted on it. I said, I'll have 4 A's and 3 B's. Now, my grades came. Now they came when some people were at the house. And one of them saw me go get the mail. They said, Bill, I believe those are your grades. Don't tell you? I said, yeah, man, but you stay out of my business. This is not your business. These are not your grades. So I went in the room and opened them up. Praise the Lord. What do you think I had? I had what I said. And you'll have what you say. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, faith is your servant.
Yes.
Now let's look at this. This is faith teaching I'm doing now. Can I finish this? Verse 5 again. The apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say, unto this sycamine tree. Sycamine tree represents something you don't want. Be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted where? Into the sea, and what will it do? Obey you. Will it obey you or obey your faith? Okay, so you can say it without faith and it won't do anything. Amen. Look at verse 7. But which of you, having a servant plowing and feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come in from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt what? Eat and drink. Now what is he saying about your servant of faith? What is he saying about it? Come on, the life of faith. What does he say? What does that say about the life of faith? He is saying, when you put your faith out there, now let's say something. All right, let's show you this. No, I'm gonna talk about it. Jesus was hungry. He came with his disciples that morning and he was headed down to Jerusalem from Bethany. And they said Bethany is about 3 miles or so. So they were walking. He was hungry, breakfast. So he saw this fig tree afar off, but when he got to it, it had no figs on it. For the time of figs was not yet. It meant that the tree, it was time for fruit, but there was no fruit. Okay. So what did he do? He cursed it. Because religion will have you to not bear fruit. I just want to say it like that. Religion is a kind of a strange thing. It'll have you with all the form of godliness, but there ain't no power to it. There's no evidence. There's no real proof to it. You got what I'm saying? Religion will do that. That's when you know you got a hold of something that ain't God. That's what I tell people. You've been on the road to Mississippi for 40 years and you haven't gotten there yet. Then your mind ought to tell you, maybe I'm on the wrong road, so forth and so on. Because somewhere this stuff goes manifest. And a lot of times we've gotten hold of religion. And religion is in there as a counterfeit. Now, see, religion always needs some feelings. That's where you can tell you got a hold of it. It needs something to feel. All right, so he cursed that tree. Then he went on down to Jerusalem and then turned over tables of money changers, so forth. And then priests at another place said, healed. Then he left there, went back up to where would he come from? Bethany, and slept. Came back the next day, and one of the disciples discerned the fact, because it's interesting about faith things, if you don't really are not conscious of it, faith will work and you forgot that you even prayed that. They said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed has withered away. He said, have faith in God. Now, Jesus started preaching. Now, he's starting to teach him. He said, for whosoever shall say to this mountain that you be removed and be cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, just believe you received them and you shall have them. Man, no. Now stay with me. Notice, you can have your faith working on more than one thing at a time. I believe his faith was in three places. His faith was on the tree, his faith was down in Jerusalem, and his faith was up there at the house. I'm telling you, folks, think about it. If you have a servant and you tell your servant, now I know a lot of y'all are not used to this, but just try to get that witness. You have say I have a servant. If you have a servant and you say, bring me a turkey, lettuce, and tomato sandwich with mayonnaise on it. I feel like one of them myself, that's why I said that. And, you know what I'm saying, praise the Lord. It says, out of the abundance of the heart, mouth to speak. Now, if you have that and you tell your servant to do that, what would a good servant do? When will he return? Wait now. I was looking for a little bit of another answer. We won't return immediately, but he will return when the job is done. That's a good servant.
Amen.
He won't show up with the job undone. Why? That's a disgrace to a servant. He'll do exactly what you tell him. Say amen to this. So I'm saying faith is a servant. What is faith going to do? Exactly right. He's going to do exactly what you tell him to do. Now, is faith going to go and steal somebody's pocketbook? No, because faith came from God. God has loaned you a servant. He had loaned you a servant. Now, let me ask you, is this the same kind of servant that worked for God to create the world?
Yes.
Same one.
Yes.
Same one. Same power, same ability, same diligence, same obedience.
Yes.
All you got to do is speak like God, and that servant will carry out the function for you just like God.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
But when you speak it, you got to believe what you say.
Amen.
Come on, help me now.
Amen.
It's going to come to pass, and you will what?
Amen.
Have what you say.
Amen.
All right. These last things here, I want you to finish up with these. Now, are y'all with me now?
Yeah.
All right. So if you have a dilemma in your life, what is the first step to solving that? From to get the word. You the life of faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what? The word of God. Let me ask you, does faith come by hearing the news?
No.
What comes by hearing the news?
Fear.
But it's faith for the news.
Go ahead now.
See? It's fear based, but it's faith for that news that you just heard. So what you gotta do is you gotta filter out that and keep your heart full of faith.
Yeah.
He said you got to guard your heart, protect your heart. Because things are coming in every day to try to steal your faith away. The enemy knows that with faith, you will rule him. But with fear, he'll rule you. Well, you got to have faith. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to have some faith in this thing. Say amen to that. All right. Let's just say you want to get all your debts paid off. We're going to do some practical things by December 31st. Now, I'm giving you some time now. December 31st. If you're going to have that paid off by December 31st, what do you want to do first? You got to get the word on it. You got to get some word on it. Say amen to that. Now, God is in, this is the last point I'm going to cover. I just got to get in the eternal now. God is in the eternal now. 2 Peter 3:8, it says that 1,000 years to God is as a day, and a day as 1,000 years. So whether you're talking about 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, or one day, it's still right now to God. Say amen to that. Now watch this. Can your head wrap around that? Why? Because we have been trained in time. And the reason why we are trained in time is because our bodies don't have but so much time here. But faith works in the eternal. It doesn't work in time. The trick of the devil is to try to keep you in time. Because if he can keep you in time, he can keep you in his system. But if you could ever get him out of time, you have just dominated his system. Are you following what I'm saying? So when you're talking about something, God says, decree what you want. I said, thank you. I have 4 A's and 3 B's. I didn't say I'm going to get, because if I did, I just put it in time. And if I put it in time, the devil can run me out of time. Because he's down there managing time. What we need to do, I need to do, is I need to call things, come on, that be not, keep going, as though they were. So he told Abraham, don't say you're going to be a father of a multitude. I have called you a father of a multitude. So if you lead the word of God, it doesn't have any future tense to it. It has right now. Wealth and riches are where? In my house. When? Right now. Not going to be there. It's right now. Right now. Say amen to that. Now, what is that doing to me? That's getting something called the word of God down in to my... Now, watch this. I'm about to go somewhere now. Yeah, watch me. Don't watch the person walk that thing. You have seen people walk up to the stage before? You watch me. See, that's what's wrong with you. Excuse me. I just, you know, I'm here just preaching my heart out here. Come on, watch the man of God. Okay, now, listen at this. Come on, we're going to take you somewhere now. In our subconscious is an image. And when you try to leave that image, the subconscious is designed to bring you back. It's designed to keep you in what we call the comfort zone. The comfort zone is your image. And that's why it's so hard to get people out of poverty, because I gotta first destroy the image that poverty built. And what the word does is it destroys. Jesus is a carpenter. He said to Jeremiah, he said, I'm going to have you to throw down. Ooh, I like that. Don't you like that? Throw down, destroy, and build and plant. I'm saying the word of God is designed to destroy old images. And the old image in our life, part of the old image was that we're barely making it. This is the way our bills are every month. Folks, you don't know. That is not the way God wants you to live, but that has been in our image. I'm telling you, that they were talking about this movie, Inception or something like that. But that, but this, you can have a train wreck in your image.
Yes.
Now, when I say train wreck, I mean that. I mean, as soon as you start getting ahead, something will sabotage you. That didn't come from the devil. It came from your image. And what we're out to do is everything in you that God did not plant. Turn to it. Turn to Matthew real quick. Matthew chapter 15. Praise God in heaven. Glory to God. We're going to get that train wreck out of your life. When I say that, I mean it's a sabotage spirit. It's something that's in there that God didn't plant, that every time you start getting ahead, this thing is designed to do something to make you take two steps back, and you trying to do it again, and it boom, hits you again. But I'm telling you, if you come in here and we keep nailing him with the word of God, we're going to pound that thing inside of you. I'm almost done. What did I tell you? Matthew chapter 15. All right, look what it says here in verse, glory to God, in verse 10. Have you got it? No, verse 12. Then came his disciples and said to him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were what? Offended after they had heard this saying. Now, wait a minute, look at me. If you got the wrong image in your spirit, I can tell you the truth and it'll offend you. Now wait a minute. If you're not meek. Meek means what? Teachable. If you're not teachable and I give you a truth, it'll offend you. It offended the Pharisees. It offended them. And he was giving them the truth. He said, well, wait a minute now. If you don't believe me, at least believe the miracles I'm doing. And I'm saying you can correct some folk, and do you know they get mad at you? Look what happened. No, I ain't gonna tell you that. Okay, so look what he said here. Verse 13, but he answered and said, every plant, come on, which my who? Heavenly Father, keep going, has not planted, come on, come on, shall be what? Shall be what? One more time, shall be what? Turn to Jeremiah chapter 1, please. Every plant, every image, everything that I'm telling you, I was on Brother Copeland's program and I hit this scripture on his program. And he got, when the broadcast was over, he said, Bill, I ain't never seen that thing in my, like that in my life. He said, I've been looking at this. Hey, every plant in you, everything that seed that Satan or the world has sown, that's grown up in you, that's producing in your life, but every seed that the Father has not planted, God has plans to do what with it? Root it out. You got to root it out. You can't just cut it down at the stump because it might grow back. You want to root that thing out. Now look what he said in Jeremiah chapter 1. Have you got it? Verse 6. Then said I, ah, Lord God, glory to God. Behold, I cannot speak. I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not that I'm a child, for thou shalt go into all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt what? Speak. And be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. Keep going, read it with me. To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. That's for you. That's what's going to happen. Every tree in you that the Heavenly Father has not planted, if you allow him to, shall be rooted out. Shall be rooted out. And everything you do shall prosper. Everything, saints. So from now on, this day forward, the life of faith is what you're going to start walking in.
Amen.
When you see you're not going any further, keep making the theme of something, that's because there's a tree in there somewhere. And it might be hiding behind another tree. But if you just listen to the Holy Ghost, He'll direct you to the right seed. And that seed will come inside of your heart, and you sleep and rise, come on, night and day. That seed will spring and grow up, you know not how. And when it does grow up, it'll be bigger than all the herbs. It'll start conducting the affairs of your life. Let me give you a negative side of that. If somebody looks at television or pornography enough, that kind of stuff will come in as a seed.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
And pretty soon, they can't stop. Why? Because the spirit controls the natural.
That's right. That's right.
Your body got to do what you say.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, you got to stay away from it. Some people get so involved in it. What do you need now? Deliverance.
That's
all right. That's what the church is for. Uh-huh. But it's much better if you just don't look at it.
That's right.
I didn't get enough hand claps there. Let me get a few more hand claps there. Praise the Lord. Now, let me ask you something. Did you get something out of this tonight? All right. What can stop the Word of God?
Nothing.
Nothing can stop it. The Word took flesh. Doesn't make any difference what it is. The Word is designed for hostile places. Telling you can take a person who has been just forgotten and given up on and put the Word in them. Lord, have mercy. And the Word, just one drop of the Word. I read you that scripture one time. One drop of the Word and it'll come to life. Is what He said to Ezekiel. Son of man, can these dry bones live? Lord, have mercy. That'll preach right there. Can these dry bones live? Ezekiel didn't know what to say because all he saw was a valley of bones. He said, well, Lord, you know. And God said, speak to him. Prophesy to him. And Ezekiel spoke. And then the leg bone got connected to the hip bone. Come on, John. And y'all know that song. Y'all have sung that. You know down there at that church. All right, saints, I'm only saying, this is our time now.
Amen.
Say amen to that. Now tonight, we talked about how faith works.
Yes.
Faith is your servant.
Yes.
What do you have your servant working on? Put him on something.
Yes,
if it's not anything but a weave, put him on something. I shouldn't say that. If not anything but a new dress, a new suit, or something. Put it on something. That I'm going to get this by faith. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this by faith. Say amen to that. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. By faith, Isaac. By faith. Because we're going to now start walking by faith and not by sight. Give the Lord a praise. Some faith over here somewhere, boy. Hey! See, that faith is alive now. Ha ha! Faith! Oh, fire! Yes, indeed. Yeah. Now, the thing about faith, one, it doesn't take as long as you think to develop it. Second, a little bit will move a mountain. See, stop thinking you gotta grit your teeth before you. No, you don't have to do that. Just back off and say something. Say, praise God. I believe I've received that right there, paid in full. With them hubcaps that keep running after I stop. Yeah. Yeah. I said, faith can put some money in your bank account while you're sitting up in here. This is the faith that I'm talking about. But Pastor, I didn't work for that. You didn't work for your salvation, but it was given to you. Say amen to this. Ha! A cry of faith. Hey! Y'all feel that anointing in here? Hey! See, every now and then you just got to. You got to let faith out. Hey! Ow! Take a seat, take a seat. I want you to know that faith pleases God. Without it, you can't please Him. And I'm going to tell you the truth. To really get in faith and do things in faith today, you're really going to have to just block out folks. I have to say that because there's always somebody either looking at you strange or you follow what I'm saying? And you're going to have to put them blinders on and say, I'm going for faith. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's dismiss you. All right, come on. I'm gonna give you a chance to use your faith. All right. First, let me call for souls. Anybody here? You need Jesus in your life. You know that you're not in right with God, and you know you need Jesus in your life. One of the reasons why this church is even here, because God knew you were coming tonight. He knows the end from the beginning. And He's prepared a place for you. Amen. Jesus said, in my house are many mansions, not many trailer homes, many mansions. And not nothing wrong with a trailer home, but He's got mansions in heaven. And He said that I prepared a place for you. So you're here right now. God has designated you to be a part of His end time family. And I'm saying, don't come this far and don't come all the way. And as you come, he said, if thou canst shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, God saved, raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I want to pray with you the same prayer they prayed for me, that all your sins will be wiped out. You can have a brand new start. If you're here, I want you to do something. I'm not asking you to join the church tonight. You can do that tonight if you'd like. But I'm asking you to join the family first. Come into Jesus. Let him come into your heart. And then the Holy Spirit will direct you exactly to where your church home would be. So if you're here, give me a privilege of praying with you right now. Whoever you are, just take a step of faith for me. Get up out of your chair. Come on up here. Stand with me right now. Let me pray that same prayer they prayed for me years ago. Whoever that might be, come right on to it. Over this side.